Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You may create the content on the website. Whatever you see at freetalklive.com has been added by listeners like you. You get to submit things and vote on them. And if you like them, you can vote them up. If you don't like them, you can vote them down. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE. Mark, you mentioned something earlier tonight about a lady whose home was raided by the police because she did some Google searches for pressure cooker and what was the other thing?
Backpacks. And then her son apparently was clicking on some links on how to make a bomb.
And so they somehow determined this. I don't know if it was the NSA that snatched up that information or whatever, but they came across this information and they came and visited her. Is that right?
That's right. She actually wrote an article for The Guardian from UK. So I've got this article here.
Do you want to share that?
Sure. It's a confluence of magnificent proportions that led to six agents from the Joint Terrorism Task Force to knock on my door Wednesday morning. Little do my husband and I know are seemingly innocent, if curious to a fault. Googling of certain things, we're creating a perfect storm of terrorism profiling because somewhere out there someone was watching. Someone whose job it is to piece together the things people do on the internet raised the red flag when they saw our search history. Most of it was innocent enough. I had researched pressure cookers. My husband was looking for a backpack, and maybe in another time those two things together would have seemed innocuous. But we're in these times now, and in these times when things like the Boston bombing happen, you spend a lot of time on the internet reading about it, and if you're my exceedingly curious, news junkie 20-year-old son, you click a lot of links when you read the myriad of stories. You might read a CNN piece about how bomb-making instructions are readily available on the internet, and you will, in all probability, if you're that kid, click the link provided by said CNN news story.
And it shouldn't be illegal to click on a link.
That's how I imagined it all played out. Lots of bells and whistles and a crowd of task force workers huddled around a computer screen looking at our Google history. That was weeks ago. I don't know what took them so long to get here. Maybe we were waiting for some other devious Google searches to show up, but what the hell do I know?
Right, so had they actually been in the process of building a bomb, then it took them several weeks to actually respond to this. It must not have been a real priority.
It's apparently she did some other searches in that amount of time that she said, well, you know, what the hell do I do with quinoa? And is A-Rod suspended yet? Didn't fit into their equation, so they moved on to based on other searches. I was at work when it happened. My husband called me as soon as it was over, almost laughing about it, but I wasn't joining in the laughter. His call left me shaken and anxious. What happened was this. At about 9 a.m., my husband, who happened to be home yesterday, was sitting in the living room with our two dogs when he heard a couple of cars pull up outside. He looked out the window and saw three black SUVs in front of our house, two on the curb in front and one pulled up behind in my husband's Jeep in the driveway, as if to block it in. Six gentlemen in casual clothes emerged from the vehicles and spread out as they walked toward the house. Two towards the backyard, one on the side, two on the other side, two in the front door. A million things went through my husband's head, none of which were right. He walked outside. The men greeted him by flashing badges. He could see they all had guns holstered on their waistbands. "Are you such and such?" one asked while glancing at his clipboard. He affirmed that he was indeed him. "Oh." If you have any questions for me, sir, you can direct them to my attorney, is the proper answer.
So before you go
on, get your friends out of my backyard.
Yeah, so before you go on, 2 points I'd like to make here. Now, to me, and I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice. It's just what I might do in a situation like this. You have no obligation to go outside and talk to these people. You certainly have no obligation to tell them who you are. In fact, had they had a warrant for his arrest with his name on it, and they say, "Are you Mark Edge?" And he says, "Yes, I'm Mark Edge," then that's all they need to go ahead and put handcuffs on you and put you in jail.
And you cannot mount a reasonable defense from jail. It is extraordinarily difficult.
And again, you aren't obligated to talk to them at all. They're the police. You have a right to remain silent. And you also have a right to remain in your home. You have no obligation to go outside and talk to them. Now, maybe you want to try this because you feel like they're on your property and that's upsetting to you and you want to try to get them off. But ultimately, the more you speak to the police, the more likely they are to find some reason to put you in handcuffs and take you into a cage. So I think he's already made two pretty critical mistakes.
Yep. If what we're saying to you enrages you, go ahead and go to youtube.com and type in, should I talk to the police? You will get a variety of legal minds telling you that there are all kinds of reasons why you should not do this. And let me ask you this. How does he help national security by answering any of these questions? He's not harboring terrorists. Mm-hmm. He's not accidentally harboring terrorists. These police are either going to arrest this man and take him to jail, or they're not. Answering their questions probably isn't going to help.
I get where you're coming from. His third mistake was to not grab a video camera when he went outside to get all of this documented.
But his wife, the journalist, does have his side here.
Okay.
Meanwhile, they're peppering my husband with questions. Where is he from? Where are his parents from? Because, of course, that makes a terrorist, right?
Mm.
They were asked about me. Where was I? Where do I work? Where are my parents? Do we have any bombs? Do you own a pressure cooker? My husband said no, but we have a rice cooker. Can you make a bomb with that? My husband said no. My wife uses it to make quinoa. What the hell is quinoa? They searched the backyard. They walked around the garage as much as one can walk around a garage strewn with yard working equipment and various junk. They went back in the house, asked more questions.
They did go in the home. He actually let them in his home. Okay.
Have you ever looked up how to make a pressure cooker bomb? My husband, ever the oppositional kind, asked if they were themselves weren't curious as to how a pressure cooker bomb works, and if they had looked it up. Two of them admitted that they had. By this point, they realized that they were not dealing with terrorists. They asked my husband about his work. Thank goodness they realized they weren't dealing with terrorists. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you could rub one of these people the wrong way with your questions back, and click, click, you're going to jail.
Just another point, another reason why you shouldn't talk to the police. Now, the average cop, the average local cop, it's usually not illegal to tell them a lie. Some cases it is, like giving false information on a...
Like Martha Stewart didn't go to jail for insider trading.
Yes.
Martha Stewart went to jail not because she told a lie, but because an FBI agent testified that she told a lie.
Yeah.
I don't even know that there's video of this. FBI do not do, like you see on CSI and all that other stuff, video recordings generally of the people that they're interrogating. It's not considered evidence because it's a lot more convenient for the FBI to say, well, this is what I remember. Lying to an FBI agent's a felony. Ba-bam, you got a felony.
Absolutely. So what else happened?
So they never asked to see the computers in which the searches were done. They never opened a drawer or cabinet. They left two rooms unsearched. I guess we didn't fit the exact profile they were looking for. So they went through the motions. They mentioned that they do this about 100 times a week.
Wow.
And that 99
That's just
of those
guys.
Visits turn up to be nothing. Now,
what's the other one visit?
I don't know.
They get somebody with a bong? I mean, what does it mean when they say it's not nothing? When it's something, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean they found
a
terrorist every one out of 100 people? Of course not.
But I want to know why I haven't heard about this. Why some ladies' Google searches for pressure cookers and...
Why this is the first time you've come across it?
Right. I mean, this is what I do for a living, is I look for government malfeasance. That's what Free Talk Live, to some extent, is about.
Maybe most people are too intimidated by it. Maybe they, you know, like you said, this lady's a reporter, so she perhaps is more likely than the average person to actually report on something like this. Many people are probably just relieved that they don't have a six-member-strong gang of armed men in their home anymore, and they just consider themselves lucky and move on with their life.
Here's good news for online retailers. She says in the last line, all I know is if I'm going to buy a pressure cooker in the near future, I'm not doing it online. I'm scared, and I'm not scared of the right things.
That would be good news for big-box store retailers, not online retailers.
I'm making the point that this kind of activity puts a chilling effect on people's behavior.
855-450-FREE. Do you think that she should have been investigated? This is Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Google search, a few of them, led to one family's home being searched by the federal government.
They're being very specific that these searches were done with the Google search engine.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder... Now, there's certainly search engines where this wouldn't happen with. Startpage.com is likely that you wouldn't have any problems there. That that search engine gives you a lot more security.
Mm-hmm.
But are they being? What about Yahoo? What about the next closest sort of big corporate search engine?
Yeah, are they all being monitored?
Are they all being monitored, or is it just Google?
I would have guessed they're monitoring them all. I mean, with the computing power that we've been talking about with the NSA recently.
They certainly seem to have plenty.
Certainly seems like they can accomplish that. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, SACL's been behind the show for a long time and are also behind the School Sucks Project.
That's right. School Sucks Project is a podcast where they talk about real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. It's also a call-in show and a YouTube channel and a web community, and they promote all these things like self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com, get an account there, get involved in the conversation at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so we're back, and I want to get back to this question of consent, because Mark, you'd asked a question on our Facebook page and Twitter and Google Plus, and there's been a number of responses about whether a drunken person can consent to sex. And I would like to share some of those responses here in a few moments. But our toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to Adam, listening in Wisconsin to the Mike 92.1 WXXM.
Hi there.
Hey, Adam. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. You brought up the point where, you know, they said those officers were saying that this happened 100 times a week and, you know, there's 99 times it never happens. I got a little bit more information on the story. I heard about it yesterday, and I did a little bit of searching myself. And it turns out that I think the woman did those pressure cooker bombs and the backpack thing on her work computer. And it turns out that though Google might have been her search engine and whatnot, I think it was an IT person through that work that actually sort of flagged them as questionable search terms. And in of itself, it got, you know, handed down to a manager, and the manager sort of got a little bit spooked and handed it to the police. And the police actually, I know the captain, I can't remember where this happened again, what city it was, but that police captain ended up doing a press release and saying exactly that this is how we got handed it. So it wasn't some big NSA search-wide function, though.
That's interesting. So you're saying she got ratted out by her coworkers?
Yeah, that it was something with the work computer, because it takes an account and it, you know, saves certain activity that's doing on the work computer. Now, I definitely don't doubt that the NSA is doing, you know, reaching into the public sphere, but I think this one was more of just a sort of a work-related issue, and that's why the police were called.
It's a little less ominous, right? I mean, the idea, obviously, people are getting a little crazy, a little skittish, but I wonder about the statement of they do 100 of these a week.
Just to clarify, they do 100 searches. They come to homes of people that ostensibly have been searching for questionable things on the internet, and they question them. You were saying they do 100 of those per week.
Right, and it's supposedly federal agents doing these 100 searches a week. I mean, where are they getting all of that information?
You know, that's a great point. Like, that's what I didn't know until listening to you guys, that this, you know, three caravan of, you know, SUVs came with six agents to the house over this. I mean, I thought it was just, you know, one police cruiser coming up saying, hey, you guys got a pressure cooker? No, okay, have a good day. But that's sort of that is one of those sort of...
I'm looking back in the story, and I don't see any evidence that these people were necessarily feds. It says six gentlemen in casual clothes emerged from the black SUVs.
Hmm.
So that sounds really feddy. But it may or may not be in fact feds. I don't see that term here necessarily in the story. I am searching
good
it
question.
Now. But
Adam, what else did you want to share with us?
Oh no, that's really all I have. I mean, it is sort of a little scary that this is sort of the country that we've become, where we're all pointing fingers at each other and getting into the big terror scare.
Yeah, the government loves it when people do that. They love it when you point fingers at one another rather than look at them as the cause of all these problems.
1984 was supposed to be a warning, not an instruction manual.
Adam, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, 855-453. You know, I got a related story, and this one is from the New York Times. The FBI has concluded that there was little that its agents could have done to prevent the Boston Marathon bombings, according to law enforcement officials rejecting the criticism that it could have better monitored one of the suspects before the attack. That conclusion is based on several internal reviews that have examined how the Bureau handled a request from the Russian intelligence agency in 2011 to investigate whether one of the suspects, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, had been radicalized during his time in the United States. So they had a tip. Mr. Tsarnaev, along with his brother Dzhokhar, came to the United States about a decade ago from the Russian Republic of Dagestan, was killed during a shootout with the police 4 days after he and his brother allegedly detonated two bombs at the finish line of the marathon, killing three people and injuring more than 200, the authorities say. Members of Congress have contended that the FBI should have done a more extensive investigation of Mr. Tsarnaev in response to the Russian report, and they said that the Bureau, or they have said that the Bureau should have followed up with Mr. Tsarnaev after he returned from a trip to Russia in 2012. However, FBI officials have concluded that agents who conducted the investigation and ultimately told the Russians there was no evidence that he had become radicalized were constrained from conducting a more extensive investigation because of federal laws and Justice Department protocols. Our hands were tied. We just have all these rules we have to follow here, and we couldn't have dug any deeper. We couldn't have figured this stuff out. Because we're just following the rules here at the FBI.
Right. It's really it's really convenient. You could do whatever they could do whatever they want when they want to do it, including putting tracking devices on people's cars. They'll go above and beyond the law as it exists at that time so that they can then push the edges of the law to find out what it is. And then in an instant where they don't do it, they're like, oh, well, we couldn't do that. We had to follow the law. And I admit that we need to have clear lines, but those lines do seem to be quite clear, and they don't follow them. The Fourth Amendment's clear, and it's not followed.
Yeah, I mean, it's awfully convenient. They just basically can set it up however they want to make themselves look as good as they want to or as incompetent as they want to in whatever instance is necessary.
Well, it's not incompetence if you don't have enough information. That's what they're claiming, is that they can't do their jobs properly because they aren't intruding upon people's civil rights enough.
Which, of course, we all know that they can intrude as much as they would like. We've got Edward Snowden from formerly of the NSA saying that he can search any...
real time. Yeah. You can see what people are searching in real time.
So it says here that Tsarnaev... agents say they cannot use surveillance tools like wiretapping for the type of investigation that they were conducting. And they've also determined the agents had the agents known that Tsarnaev had traveled to Russia for months in 2012, they probably would not have investigated him again because there was no new evidence that he had become radicalized. So they're just, hey, sorry, we couldn't have prevented this, which I think is an important thing to focus on here. The government is admitting we could not have stopped this from happening. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at UtopiaSilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you enjoy this program, you can support the show by throwing a little something in the Bitcoin tip jar. If you have Bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, find the Free Talk Live show Bitcoin address, and send along whatever it is that you think is appropriate. Again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But Mark, what is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is a currency. It's an international currency that has no governmental attachments. In human history, most of the time, currencies have been somehow related to governments. And this is wrought with problems. Bitcoin's a new step forward in the area of currencies, and among other things, you can look at let's look at fiat currencies. All currencies that are administered administered by governments around the world currently are fiat currencies. Fiat currencies mean that they are dictated as a currency by fiat. The government says that this floppy little piece of paper is money. It's not backed by anything. It has no silver or gold that you can turn it in for.
Well, it's backed by the force of the violence of the state that says you have to accept it.
Yeah, I suppose that's what it is. And what you can find over time is that currencies fail. The vast majority of fiat currencies fail within 40 years.
Gold and silver hasn't failed.
No, thousands of years. Bitcoin, it's also a commodity currency. And you can, at this point, 25% of Americans have heard of Bitcoins, and more than two-thirds trust it. That's an incredible feat for a currency that's in existence for 4 years. I think that Bitcoin is a huge step forward in the area of human freedom, and that it's going to change the world.
25% have heard of Bitcoins.
That was the numbers that we read in a recent article.
That would be fascinating. I mean, I've been out at the county fair each day here the last several days since Wednesday. I've been out there for 9 hours, 10 hours a day. Doing outreach about general ideas of liberty. It would be fascinating to have a Bitcoin booth at a general interest event like a county fair and really kind of get a feel for, you know, what people think or if they even know about Bitcoin. Obviously, what you're talking about, I'm hoping, was some sort of scientific survey. That the fair would not be a scientific survey.
The fair would not be a scientific survey.
But it would still be interesting.
Agreed. So, anyway, I think Bitcoins are going to change the world. I also think they're going to increase in value greatly. Currently, Bitcoins are like $105 per Bitcoin. By the way, they are the most valuable single unit currency out there, which is interesting that a currency that went from zero to 105 in
4 years.
Really, it's less than that. Yeah. But, you know, that it's able to reach that kind of level and outpace all the other currencies.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
So you
want to get
a wallet,
some Bitcoins, and you're going to need a wallet to put those Bitcoins in. The best place to get a wallet is blockchain.info. You can get a free wallet there at blockchain.info, and it has all kinds of encryption techniques that make your wallet safe.
Drunken, very drunken sex. Is it consensual? Mark, you asked the question on the Facebook page. We're going to get to some of your answers here in moments. But first, Sally is on the line listening to, I think, KBKW on the West Coast. Hey, Sally.
Hey, W-Truck comrades, I heard you talking about Vladimir Putin. I just haven't been listening that long, but I had to call in.
Okay.
All right. So tell us what we were saying.
What I wanted to say is, this is my opinion, and I thank you that you have free talk on there and allow me to express my First Amendment right.
Yes. Well, you don't have a First Amendment right on our show. It's private property. Yes, we'd be happy to have you express yourself.
The First Amendment right describes the noise that comes out of your throat, not the venue in which you get to speak it. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think that Vladimir Putin is modeling himself after our late President Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan believed in peace through strength. He believed that the only thing the world respects is physical strength, mental strength, and moral strength. And I've seen that Vladimir Putin has changed his Russia's flag. It's no longer the red flag with the hammer and sickle. It's now a band of white, a band of blue, and a band of red. And he's also petitioning for St. George to be put on the Russian flag, slaying the red dragon. And I also see that he's trying to unite his country and...
You mean unite them against gay people? Because now there's a huge persecution against gay people in Russia, led by Mr. Putin, apparently.
Well, that may be true, but
he's not a friendly guy.
Christian.
He's not
well,
nice.
Well, no, I am a Christian. I don't believe that God sanctions it. I know that the Pope came out, but...
Hold on a second. Are you saying God didn't make gay people?
He didn't make them that way. No, if you go to the Old Testament... Leviticus, it talks about...
Wait a second. Jesus came to complete the law. That was the whole thing in Acts when the consuming of... Do you eat pork? I mean, do you stone people, adulterers?
God does not like that people have turned their bodies and used them for drugs. He doesn't like...
How do you know what God likes?
Because if you read his word, which I do, he does not.
Didn't
like
Jesus
those
bring
he does not
wine?
Them.
What, I mean, isn't Jesus infamous for bringing people wine, turning water into wine?
Yes, that was his first miracle.
Isn't that drug use?
Does Jesus know that wine, that alcohol is a drug?
The Bible says a little wine is good for the stomach.
What does the Bible think about a little bit of pot?
It doesn't mention it. It mentions wine.
Then it shouldn't be
wine,
a problem.
So I said that.
Well, the Bible does mention something. I'm sorry, I don't have the verse in front of me, but I believe it does mention something about that all the plants. Excuse me. I believe that it mentioned something about how all the plants were put here for your purposes, by God, for man to enjoy and to utilize.
I said I do not know. He gave him dominion over the earth. That's true. I don't know about pot. He doesn't mention pot. But we were talking about. And you brought up that Vladimir.
Well, wait a minute. Don't change the don't change the content here. I want to think if we should focus on drugs here for just a moment. So,
well, she's pointing out that you changed the content from drugs from gays to drugs.
Yeah, and we also didn't originally talk about gays in the first place. We've
the
been
point
jumping
I
all
was
over.
Making, and I think that it's a really valid point, is that Leviticus is invalid for gays if it is invalid for stoning adulterers or eating pork. Like, I think that that's a really valid point.
God didn't come and do away with the laws. He came to fulfill them. And in the New Testament, it talks about it, too, in the book of Romans. The Apostle Paul talks about when people gave up God, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And I looked up reprobate in the dictionary, and it means a satanic, evil mind. And he gave them up to do it.
Is that anyone who has sex outside of the missionary position?
You're being ridiculous now.
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, some people...
So reprobate doesn't have anything to do with doing with two people having sex that are the same sex.
If you study your digestive system, you know that all the muscles in the rectum push waste out of the rectum. You're not supposed to stick things in your ears.
Ma'am, not everyone has sex.
It's the Bible. Hold on just a second.
Not everybody...
hold on. Okay. The New Testament, which I have read 7 times, says nothing about gay people. End of story. If you want to hate gay people, you got to go to the Old Testament. And if you want to study the Old Testament, you're going to have to be Jewish. You got it? There's nothing in your religion as a Christianity, as a Christian religion, about thinking that gay people are bad.
You said that men laying with men and women laying with men, and they gave up their natural use of their bodies. It's in Romans, and that's the New Testament. And Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament, if you know anything about the Bible.
Have a problem with Apostle Paul because he never saw Jesus.
He also talks about adultery. That's bad, too.
You sure? You know, it's interesting how much you know about anal sex. I just would like to point out that, first of all, not everyone who's gay has anal sex. Did you know that?
No, I don't know what people do with that. I just know that it's
guess what?
Wrong.
People
I
are
know
different.
That a lot of them do, and I know that waste comes out of your rectum, and that is what it was for. All the muscles push waste out.
I'm also not interested in having anything stuck up my butt, but that's, you know, my preference, and it's none of my business what other people decide to do. Look, let's go back to the drug issue, though, because I'm fascinated by this. Can you stick with us, Sally? I'd like to bring you back here in a moment.
Okay,
All right.
If you let me talk, I'll try not to talk over you.
Well, absolutely. We are going to have a conversation here. Sally, and what's your religion, by the way?
I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua.
Is there a denomination,
the Abraham,
a particular...
Isaac, and Jacob?
Is there a particular denomination?
Nope, I've been to many churches.
Sally's a Christian. She's a believer. We're going to come back with more Sally, and if you've got a question for her, dial in. Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop... Reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control here, toll-free, live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote the show. You can get a free bumper sticker by going to promote.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can find the mailing address you'll need to send a self-addressed stamped envelope. We will then send a bumper sticker back to you. So once again, go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got web graphics and banners as well as other things like a Facebook profile and other ways for you online and offline in the real world to promote Free Talk Live. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about that.
If you want to get gold and silver, the way to go about it is go to gold.freetalklive.com. It's a confusing world in the precious metals bullion world. The best place to get just good, solid information is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got a telephone number there if you need to call somebody and get some information, or you can just order online. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to Sally. She is a Christian. She is a believer, as she describes herself. I tried to ask if there was any kind of particular denomination. You said no, Sally, and you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you still with us?
Yes, and I want to start with reiterating, I appreciate you for allowing me to give my opinion, even though it differs from yours.
Sure. No, well, that's what we're here for. I like people with different opinions because it makes things more interesting on talk radio. Now, we were talking about what you believe that God believes, because as I pointed out...
Well, we were originally talking about Vladimir Putin and...
Yeah, you were extolling Vladimir Putin, and I pointed out that Putin is not necessarily such a great guy. In fact, Russia is certainly not a particularly free place in a number of ways. But then we ended up going off on a conversation about what you believe that God believes, and of course... The reason you believe that God thinks these things or does these things or has these certain values is because someone told you so, right?
It's because of the Holy Bible that I read. I have
meaning
read my
someone
Bible.
Told you so. Because the Bible's just yes. humans writing words down on paper.
Yes, there were 40 authors, 40 different authors. That's what it means, many books. The Bible means many books.
Now, I think I have read through Romans 1 here. There seem to be different opinions on whether or not this had to do with...
I use a King James because
Jesus...
in the 1600s, because as the newer Bibles are being watered down, like they've taken out the word holy, they take
because
out that
Jesus,
Mary was a virgin.
Jesus wrote seven... Because Jesus wrote... he spoke 17th century English, right?
No, it's just that that's how it came in. My brother has a Bible that's Hebrew in the Old Testament, and the New Testament's Greek.
Right, and I think that we probably know more about translation science today than we did in the 17th century, a bunch of old monks scribbling around in the dark by candlelight.
Not necessarily.
But that's an opinion. That's an opinion on which denomination.
That's your opinion. My opinion differs from yours.
Apparently.
We don't agree on that.
But you do agree that Jesus didn't speak.
You.
Didn't speak. Okay.
Are you guys evolutionists? Do you not believe in God at all?
I believe in God, yeah.
I believe in God and evolution.
My God loves gay people.
My God loves everybody.
God does love everybody, but
good.
He doesn't
understand. Wait,
does he send him to hell?
I don't know. He's a fair judge. I know that. I know that that we're appointed once to live, once to die, and then the judgment. And he will judge us according to the light or revelation we've received.
And what happens then at the judgment?
What I'm trying to say is I have three children, and my older one, if I tell him the same thing I tell my little one, his punishment is a little bit more severe because he has more understanding than the little kid. If I told my little one, don't go in the street, but I told
So what kind of punishments are in store for gay people, in your opinion, from God?
Well, the same thing that is going to be with all liars and all people who are unrepentant of their sins, because he tells us to confess our sins. And I mean, that means
well,
that goes
so
for
Gabe, just to clarify, I just want to make sure I'm understanding. But before you go on, so you're saying, according to your belief about God's punishment, that gay people will receive the same punishment as someone who is unrepentant. So if someone commits a murder and isn't sorry for it, that person will be punished the same amount as a gay person will be punished.
Well, they've rejected God. So why would they want
What if
to
the gay people
the
love God? What if the gay people
there
believe
are gay
in God?
Christians.
Yeah.
Well, see, some people have a... I can't believe that a gay person would read the Bible, and God does not change. He says, I am a God, I change not. He says that in Malachi. That's the last
right. He's supposed to be the same yesterday,
and
today, and forever.
Says,
yes, and he also
the one in the New Testament. And
right,
so
he said that he
changed.
Well, allegedly, in which case he is the same God that wiped out the people of Jericho. He said, you know, kill every man, woman, and child. AI, I'm not sure. There was so much genocide that went on with the conquering of Canaan.
Flooding the whole world.
Sometimes
whatever,
I get
right?
a little confused. But, you know, so I tend to believe that this God of the Bible is an evil and wicked
being. I do know
that
God is a loving God, and I know he's just, and I know that he'll be just.
I believe that God is a loving God. I don't believe that he would ever wipe out anybody, and that anybody that uses that as a justification. I thought you were going to let me talk when it was my turn, because I really tried to let you to it.
Okay,
That this God would, that an individual would use God as a justification to wipe people out, I think is reprehensible. And I think it's sad that people, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 years later would continue to believe that dumb crap.
So you don't believe he wiped out Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you ever been to the Holy Land?
Yes.
You go to the
Now, does that make my opinion any better? The fact that I have stepped foot on Israeli and Palestinian soil is my opinion now somehow better than a person who hasn't.
You're raising your voice. I think I hit it.
Yeah,
I
agree. I agree with Sally. You need to calm down.
I think that that's a sort of a factually erroneous statement as to suggest that somebody knows or doesn't know something because they've stood in some piece of land.
Sally, I'm curious. You mentioned this loving God claim, and I like the way that sounds, but I don't know if you really believe it. And this is a question. If a parent beats their child, is that love?
No.
Okay, even if the parent says they're doing it for the right reasons because the child was bad and they need to be taught a lesson, is that love if they beat them?
I'm not talking, if you're talking about spanking, I was spanked as a child, but I knew my parents loved me, but they did not beat me.
I tend to think spanking is beating, but let's go all the way to beating. What about, like, beating a child? Like, hitting him in the face? Is that love?
That's very wrong. No, that's not
love. Is that love? Can a parent who's beating their child in the face be loving towards that child at the same time?
No.
Why would you say the same thing about God? I mean, doesn't God punish people for eternity?
He has given us all a free will to choose whether we want to follow him or not, the way of the world. And broad is the road that leads to destruction. So, yes, I do believe that they'll be destroyed. And narrow is the way that leads to God. That's what
I don't know if that answered my question.
But here's what my concern in that area is that the claim is...
And he wants people to repent. Just like a person, he says, if you steal, quit your stealing.
I agree with you that I think God does want you to do the right thing. But here's my concern is I have studied, like I said, I read the New Testament 7 times. I've read the Old Testament 3 times. And I've studied. I've come to the conclusion the Bible is just another ancient text, just like all the other ancient texts. And on Judgment Day, here I am, the child of God, standing before him. And if it's your God, he's going to say, you're going to have to go to hell because you have denounced my son, Jesus Christ. He's not your personal savior, and I'll do it right here. Jesus Christ is not my personal savior. And you're going to have to go to hell for eternity. Here I am, a person who is deaf, dumb, and blind spiritually. I cannot see the powers and the principalities, the rulers in heavenly places that God can see. I am completely ignorant of this world that he, you know, that the spiritual world that's so much more important. But somehow he's going to send me to hell, his child, his son, for eternity, for trying his very best and coming to a conclusion that was contrary to Jesus Christ and my personal Savior. Because I can tell
you,
I've got a five-year-old little boy, and I would not send him to hell.
I wanted to ask you something. Well, see, some people don't understand why Jesus had to die on the cross. Why would someone do that to their son? He chose to die on the cross.
Are you going to answer my question?
No.
Is God going to send me to hell or not?
No, I want
to.
What is your first name? You that?
My name's Mark.
Said all that. Hey, Mark, when did you start reading these scriptures? How old were you?
Oh, I went to a Christian school from the time I was kindergarten on up.
You said you read the New Testament and the Old Testament. How old were you?
I've read, I was a Sunday school student. I went to Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade. I taught Sunday school after that.
Were you in the Catholic faith?
Nope. I know Catholics are full of the devil. No, I'm a good old Protestant. As a matter of fact, I was an evangelical, raise my hands to the sky, speak in tongues,
no.
Nut job. Okay?
Well,
do you speak the tongues?
Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know the Lord until I was 18. I knew about him, but at 18, I went out and I said, God, if you're real, you prove it to me, because I'm not going to believe in you just because someone tells me.
And what, here's what I'm going to say. Is God... You're a sick, evil bastard if you send people to hell for not believing in Jesus Christ.
Sally, can you stick with for a little bit longer? There's a guy on the line. He's got a question for you. Would you mind taking a call?
No, I don't mind.
Great. Hang on. Hopefully David in California can also wait through the news to talk to Sally. She's going to stick with us. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.